Tonawanda Coke was found guilty in criminal court of 11 counts of violating the Clean Air Act in 2013. And investigators found the company's River Road site contaminated with cyanide, benzene, pyrene, naphthalene, and various heavy metals.
And the way they're going to get rid of that waste is by processing it inside of the Tonawanda Coke ovens.
Ryan Bornkamp is an organizer with the Clean Air Coalition, which has spent years working with people living near the River Road plant.
This past December, we were able to celebrate that there was a 92% reduction of benzene in Tonawanda. And that reduction was due to resident organizing and demanding enforcement actions against Tonawanda Coke. And so there's a concern that 10 years of hard work by Tonawanda residents may be rendered irrelevant.
A state health department study 4 years ago found elevated levels of certain cancers and birth defects in neighborhoods near the facility. But Bornkamp says the DEC has not notified residents about the cleanup process.
It's unclear to us specifically how DEC will be determining what they're extracting from the site and how they'll be grading materials to put into the coke ovens and how they'll be monitoring the materials that they add to the coke ovens from the hazardous waste site. Those are the kinds of questions that residents want answers to, but without a public hearing, it's difficult for them to get those answers.
The Clean Air Coalition is calling on DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos to delay the cleanup until residents' questions can be addressed. The DEC answered WBFO's interview request with a written statement that says Tonawanda Coke's interim remedial measure includes stringent monitoring requirements and strong oversight from DEC. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.